In Zanesville Tuesday morning, coal miners filed up to a mobile clinic for black lung disease screening. It's part of a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention effort to meet miners where they are. The mobile clinic is like a large delivery truck with a small doctor's office built in the back. The miners wander up in ones and twos. Many are retired, and they creak up and down the small staircase gingerly. Craig Elliott is barrel-chested with a salt-and-pepper goatee. He hit retirement about a week ago, but he still gets around fine. Elliott spent 42 years mining, more than 30 of those working with coal, and he says in the early days he ran machines that didn't have an enclosed cab.
The fans would pick it up and blow it back in your face when we was on the coal, and you just ate a bunch of coal dust, always dusty.
Now he's worried about shortness of breath. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, part of the CDC, runs the outreach program. Miners can get screened confidentially and then use the results to help in filing for benefits or to get a job transfer if they're still working. Researchers at the agency, meanwhile, get data to help spot trouble areas. Anita Wolf heads up the mobile screening team, and she explains for years, black lung disease cases were dropping.
But in 1999, it was like that decline hit a brick wall, and we started seeing increased disease. We started seeing disease in younger coal miners, in small mines, and based more in Appalachia, but overall we saw increases in disease nationwide.
At a small folding table, she runs Elliott through a series of questions about his work history and various symptoms. Then he heads into the clinic.
Are you Craig?
Yeah.
You can have a seat right there. How are you today?
Good.
In addition to gathering the basics, height, weight, blood pressure, they take x-rays and perform breathing tests. After he gets out, Elliott explains the breath test was a little tough, but otherwise his screening went fine. Elliott and other miners will get their results in the mail in about 2 months. But if their tests come back positive for black lung disease, Wolf explains there's not much they can do clinically.
Once you have black lung co-workers pneumoconiosis, it never goes away. You're going to have it. If you get out of the environment that has caused it, if you get out of the dust, it may not progress. The end stage of disease...
Elliott seems a little nervous about how his test might turn out. He describes watching his grandfather die.
He died from emphysema, but he had black lung. And it's horrible. Watched him die, he'd living on oxygen, and wasn't a good sight.
But Elliott says he'd readily take the same job again. He misses the camaraderie and working with the machinery. And of course, steady, well-paid jobs for himself and others in the area. Still, he admits the coal industry is receding in Ohio.
I think it's going backwards. I think it is, but I don't know. I just feel with technology, they ought to be able to save it. They do every other industry. With technology. I don't know why they can't with us.
The mobile clinic is finishing up a week-long trip through southeast Ohio in Athens on Friday. Nick Evans, WOSU News.